In 2004, a team led by John Lucas, Joey Graham, Big 12 Player of the Year, Tony Allen. Let's talk about that. With a school record of 31 wins and 4 losses, won both the Big 12 regular season and tournament championships, advanced to the Final Four as a number 2 seed in that 04 NCAA tournament, finished the season number 4 on the final AP poll and coaches poll. I mean, you guys were riding high.
When you get to the Final Four, in my opinion, you need a lucky bounce or a friendly call sometimes. The best team doesn't always win the national title game. Unlike it is in the pros where you have a series, in college playoffs you only have one game, and if you don't win, you go home and pack your bags for another season. I've always thought when you get the Final Four, you do need, you know, something good to happen. We played that first game with Georgia Tech, and I think we were better if we played a series, but they hit a shot at the buzzer to beat us, and Connecticut went on to win the championship game. But what a marvelous team that was, and what a lot of fun we had. We had a lot of those guys coming back the next year, and we thought that we'd have another shot. We'd lost Tony Allen, but we had the other guys all returning and got beat on a last-second shot again in the Sweet 16 game by the University of Arizona.
How did you take those close calls? I mean, you're so there and so ready to go, and in a second, it's gone.
Well, you know, we've won a lot of games like that, and I guess percentage-wise, probably they even out. But they're difficult to take when you know that your ball club probably is good enough. If we'd played a series with Georgia Tech the previous year, we would win in a series. But you only play one game, and the kid hit a heck of a shot to win it. The next year, we got Arizona down 1 point. The guy hits an off-balance shot, so it just happens, and we've won. I remember Country beat Missouri one time on a shot that he couldn't hit if he shot it 100 times, but he hit it to put it in overtime, and we ended up beating the Tigers in the overtime period.
So when you won that way, you say, we were lucky.
Yeah, you know.
But you put yourself in that position to win or lose by that, too. So.
That's exactly right. But, you know, sometimes it's difficult to accept losses when you know that you probably should have won the game.
Players are really dejected when that happens, and you had a number of these moments when you lose in the last second. What would you be telling these players?
We won as many games as we've lost, but, you know, you tell the players, like I'd said earlier, as long as you have prepared and you've done everything you possibly can do, and you go out there and you give everything you can possibly give, and you know the coaches have done that, then you accept the loss. That's athletics. I mean, that's the game.
You finished your career at OSU as the second winningest coach in OSU's history, behind only your mentor, Henry Iba.
That is exactly right.